Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Dennis Zook coming on this morning, filling in for John Miller. He couldn't do the message this morning, so he asked me to go. So I don't know what he was talking on, and I guess it doesn't matter. I don't know his thoughts, and I can't plug into his thoughts. You know, as we can plug electric cord into an outlet, I can't plug into his thoughts. And plug electric cord into an outlet and transfer power. So I think we're going to speak out of Luke. I'm just going to go where my daily devotions have been going, and that is in Luke 16. I kind of studied that a little bit yesterday morning. Why don't we bow our heads in prayer? Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning with thankful hearts, rejoicing in the power of God, Father. We thank you for another night's rest, and we bless your holy name. We thank you for the rain that we're having here in Ohio, and Father, we just ask that you would bless this day to your honor and glory, that we would set our focus on you. You know, as we look through a scope and we see the crosshairs, we ask, Lord, that you would strengthen us, that we would set our crosshairs on you, on the Lord Jesus Christ, and his goodness and his truth. Father, we ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our dear Lord and Savior. All right, so let's. I'm going to take the parable of the rich man there. See what we can learn of that this morning. So in Luke 16, verse 19, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen, and fared sumptuously every day. Sumptuously, if I can pronounce that word correctly. I know what it means. I have a hard time pronouncing it. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lifted up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me. We got to remember, here it's a picture of afterlife, after this life here on earth. Where are we going? What is our motive? What is our focus set on? What are our scopes set on? Have mercy on me, and sent Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And beside all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass before from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from ten, from you, basically. So here we got a picture of a rich man, and I believe his focus was being rich, having an easy life, having I would call it the American dream. Having an easy life, taking it easy, but his focus was not on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe that's a very vital point here, is his focus was not on Jesus Christ. And here the blind man, Lazarus, maybe not the white man, but Lao Tzu, here I take it he was crippled or he couldn't walk, and he was begging, and he had many sores, and he was humble, he was broken. It just gives us an example, and he ended up going to heaven, and then he can have a good life, not only a good life, but a blessed life forever and ever. But then Lazarus, or the rich man, was crying out for someone to send, for Lazarus to come, just dip his finger in water and come in and wet his mouth a little bit, like a drop of water or something. And so we have that picture before us this morning, and the challenge that I want to challenge me and every one of you this morning is where is your focus set on? Is your focus set on riches? Is your focus set on anything here on earth except the Lord Jesus Christ? And this just gives us a clear picture. If we focus not on the Lord Jesus Christ, we will end up in the pits of hell. It says, I am tormented in this flame. So he's tortured, it's torment. So anyways, he goes on to say, the rich man goes on to say, then he said, I pray thee, therefore, Father, that thou wouldst send him to my father's house. So in other words, he's crying out for Lazarus to go into his father's house. He says, for I have five brethren, that he may testify unto them, lest they also come in this place of torment. So here he's crying out for someone to go warn his brothers at home or back in, that are still alive here on earth, to warn them to not come to this awful place. And basically what he's saying, tell them to set their affections on things above, not on things of the earth, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Or set their affection, set their scope on the Lord Jesus Christ and follow him with their full heart, with their whole heart. So if we have one crying out like that, he's in hell, crying out, go warn my brothers so that they don't come to this awful place of torment, then where are we today? Are we warning people? Are we warning people? If the people that are in hell today, if they could speak, they would be warning us. They would be telling us to go warn the people not to come to this awful place of torment. So the challenge is today, if you are a true believer, if you are a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, are you witnessing? I believe if you truly are born again, a child of God, we should be witnessing to people every day. Do we fail? Yes, we fail, but we don't focus on our failures. We focus on getting the word out and having a heart to love people, to a desire to see their life being changed by Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. I was going to go back a little bit to dealing with unrighteous mammon, being faithful to little things, in the same chapter. Let me see. I'm just going to jump into this parable. It's talking about being faithful in little things. In verse 10, the same chapter, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much, and he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? So I just take this for a little bit of a picture of being faithful with a little bit. If God gives us a talent to do something, let's do it. Let's follow through with it. and being faithful with it, and it'll help us to grow. If we are faithful in little, and we focus on growing, don't get this idea that I have to be out here, out, and I have to be a pastor right now, I have to be preaching the Word of God to the folks, and I don't understand it. But we start reading and studying in the Word of God, and we start being faithful in those small areas, and God will lift you up. So that's what I have to share this morning, and I know we could go on and talk about this, and yes, I could do better if I would have some interaction here, but we're not on a conference call. So Lord bless you your day, and thanks for listening in, and remember to join us on Saturday morning with our live Bible study. Saturday morning at 7:30 Eastern Standard Time. Let me see if I can pull up the number here. Get in the right place here. So the Bible study for Saturday morning is 857-216-7600. The ID number is 525-819. Again, the number is 857-216-6700. ID number 525-819. Okay, well, Lord bless your day. Thanks for listening in. And I would just like to pray for everyone that listens in this morning. Father, I ask again that you would draw us closer to you, everyone that listens in this morning, that we would set our focus on the Lord Jesus Christ and move forward, not just set our focus on him and stay sitting or stay standing, but Lord, I ask that we would start moving towards the goal of the Lord Jesus Christ and his desire. Thanks for listening.